T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Thought we tried this and we hated it, so it was time to go back to normal.
Yeah, why would you want to go back?
I have no idea. Because when this first started, all the way through, and especially towards the end, we parents stressed out beyond belief.
Yeah, there wasn't one parent that I knew that said they loved doing this.
Yeah, yeah.
They hated it.
Well, bro, we were worried about the effects it was having on our kids. We were worried about the effects it was having on our sanity.
Yeah, work, everything else.
So why all of a sudden have a significant portion of parents decided this is something they want to pick back up or continue doing with their children? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Are you ready for the craziest thing of the day?
Hit me.
There has been a boom in American homeschooling over the last few months.
So there are people who are setting back up to keep the kids home?
Or just continuing?
You got it. Both of those things. The U.S. Census Bureau says that the rate of people who plan on homeschooling their children has risen by over 10% for this upcoming school year. It's the biggest jump by far in decades, maybe in the history of the United States.
So it's got to be rich families that have one parent at home. Because that's the only way you could do this.
Because you'd
have to be able to work from home or not have a job to do it.
So work from home would be one of them. There are more people that are still working from home, so you could do it that way.
Okay.
But even if you're working from home, how you teaching and you know what I mean? Like you're.
It was a nightmare.
It'd be impossible to do those two jobs.
All right. So the phone number is 222-6000. If you do the homeschool thing with your kid, and I'm talking pre-COVID, we'd love to hear from you. Please explain how this works. So there are 3 major factors at play, according to the story that we have here. 2 of them pandemic-related. There are parents concerned about sending their kids back to school in potentially unsafe environments.
Okay.
On the other side of that, there are parents concerned that the COVID restrictions in the school will have a negative effect on their kids. They'd rather keep them home. And the third group, and this one is surprising considering the percentage of people in this country who identify as religious, religious reasons.
So, but before that, they were sending their kids to school.
They were.
But now religion's saying don't send your kids.
I don't know what this has done to people, what the last 2 years, whatever, for whatever reason, religious ranks at very high on the new people.
All right, well, you can't argue. Man, that's what you believe. That's what you believe.
Okay, so I do want to be clear.
Yeah.
Because there's a huge difference between what we as parents went through teaching our kids the last 2 months and what this is. This is straight up homeschooling done exclusively by mom and dad.
Like, you ain't going back to school at all.
No. And what I'm saying is, this ain't your kid learning on a laptop provided by the school with teachers.
Oh, so the school's out of the connection.
School is out. This is not learning.
This is standard homeschooling.
This is straight up, you're on your own.
Your mom and dad teaching you a curriculum that you pay an outside company for.
Wow.
So all of
that is brutal. Because you don't even have the school to help you out.
No, you would have the curriculum that you pay for. But all of the responsibility of your kid's success or failure would fall on the shoulder of you, mom or dad.
So let's say, because school's starting pretty soon, right?
Yeah, about a month and a half.
All right, so I wonder how soon into it people go, oh, this was a horrible idea.
Well, but it sounds like they've been doing it since last year, so it's not going to be necessarily new.
So, well, here's the thing. The 10% rise is for school starting next year, right?
Yeah.
So we can't be sure if these parents, and again, there may be parents that thought homeschooling is going to be the same as my kid learning off the MacBook or whatever. I mean, I've never done it, so I don't know.
Sounds way more difficult.
I thought the same thing.
Because you don't have the resources of the school.
So there are these curriculums that you pay for that might be doing the exact same thing that the school is doing for you. I'm not sure. So maybe in that way it's okay. But again, you wouldn't have anybody to blame because there were a lot of parents.
It's all on your ass now, man.
So, sincere question.
Yeah.
What the hell happened? Didn't we decide as parents that this sucked and it was time for all of our kids to go back?
Because you want your kids to be social weirdos. I mean, you want your kids to interact. I mean, part of school is you hang out with people, you learn how to deal. And if you're home with mom all day, how do you do that? How do you have friends?
I would worry more if I was a parent that I'm not giving my kid the information that they need. Like, I know I'm not qualified to be a teacher, so am I good enough to teach my kid what they need to know to get by? That would be my fear, is am I doing a good enough job?
All right, well, it seems to me, Kimmy, because look, when we started taking phone calls, and I'm going to say the majority of parents would understand, you realized you are not qualified to be a teacher when your kids were home.
Yeah, and that was with the teacher's guidance along the way, too, right? You weren't completely on your own.
Well, maybe these parents thought they were smarter than the teachers. They didn't like the situation going on at the school. Look, I get the health aspect of it. I understand that. Fine. But everything else.
How's your kid going to grow up not knowing who not to like?
They just listen to this show, and then when you speak, they go, hey, there it is.
I mean, just think of the social aspect of your kid.
I mean, look,
it's important.
Well, but there was a kid in our neighborhood that was homeschooled when I was growing up, and he just played with us when his homeschool was over.
Have you ever seen that kid now?
I actually have not.
It's a West Side homeschool kid.
I am very interested to see how that kid turned out.
You know he's a weirdo.
Well, but see, there is.
And I mean that in a positive way.
There is a stereotype that you are throwing out there to homeschool kids, but I don't know how true that is.
Well, my experience of people, and you, I've known people that have homeschooled their kids. Not that they're bad kids, they're different.
You went to a Christian school with a graduating class of 18.
Look at me.
No, I'm saying, how are you going to look at other people after that experience?
It was a bad experience, you're right.
I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, like the ultimate successful homeschooled kid, Tim Tebow.
Wasn't he
homeschooled?
That was religion, too, because they're very religious people.
Yeah, but he was homeschooled.
Guy's a billionaire. Sexiest man alive.
Could win a playoff game.
He did win a playoff game.
Yeah, he did.
No, I thought he didn't.
No, he did.
No, he did.
Oh. One.
He played in two.
And played multiple professional sports.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And he's back on the roster of the Jaguars. Wow, you know what? Now we're bringing this up. I'm homeschooling both my kids.
Look at that. You've got a little Tebow on your hands.
6,000. The U.S. Census Bureau says folks that are going to homeschool their children this year has risen by over 10%. That's the highest jump they've seen in recorded homeschool in American history.
Wow.
We thought it sucked.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're going to take the further step to take your kid's school completely out of it and homeschool your kid. Again, the three reasons given by these parents, the majority of them, parents concerned about sending their kids to potentially unsafe environments with the pandemic. Yeah. On the other side, parents concerned that the COVID restrictions in schools would have a negative effect on their kids. And the third group, religious reasons. Let's talk to Joey. He's on CMF. Hey, Joey, how are you, brother?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What do you got for us, Joey?
You're missing the real point.
What's that?
The real point is that people don't want their kids coming home being taught this critical race theory.
Okay.
They don't want to be called racist and whatnot because they were born white.
Well, see, Joey, here's the thing, though. Joey, here's the thing. I have the information in front of me.
Be American.
What's that?
Instead of teaching kids how to be American and patriotic, they're trying to separate it by color and teach them all that they're racist because they were born white.
No, it gets really uncomfortable at my house when my girls come home and won't even look at me anymore. It's Joey, it's bad. I'm telling you.
It is bad, and that's the real reason why people want to homeschool.
So, question, Joey. If that's the real reason, how come that wasn't given as one of the major reasons in the study done by the U.S. Census Bureau?
Because it doesn't fit their narrative.
Oh,
know that.
Okay. Anything else? Or?
Have a good day.
Okay, there you go. All right.
There you have it.
It was under our nose the whole time. Does anybody here know someone who's homeschooling their kid for that reason?
No, but I mean, there probably are some people that are doing it for that reason.
No, but see, Joey's argument was
they're all doing it.
But do you actually keep your kid and homeschool them because of the reason he said?
Because you could do that.
I mean, there probably are some. I don't think everybody's doing it for that reason.
That's not what I just heard in the break room from a phone call.
Well, he's saying everybody?
He said everybody.
Everybody. Everybody's doing it.
It doesn't fit the Census Bureau's narrative.
Whatever that means.
But they included religion.
Yes.
For some reason. Mm. Let's talk to Danny.
All right.
Danny, we're uncovering stuff all over the place. You're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So I was homeschooled from first grade to seventh grade.
Okay, can we pause real quick? Real quick, I'm very interested in this. Why did your parents decide to homeschool you?
We were pretty religious growing up. They just wanted like a sturdy foundation.
Okay.
And that's what it was.
Okay.
Mm. Now you're calling this show.
Okay, but so does
everybody.
So that
obviously failed.
So wait, everybody went to high school is also calling the show man?
But that means that religion failed.
Okay. So Danny, your experience, so did you go to public school after seventh grade?
Yeah.
What was your experience between the two?
So I have no idea how I even am an adult. I do well. I have no idea how that happened because I was a mess, and it was mostly my fault. But still, like, I didn't have any work ethic when I went to school. You know, like, it wasn't until junior year that I never had a single F on my report card. Like, it went from like 4 Fs to 3 Fs to 2 Fs. It was terrible. Like, I was pretty bad at school and I was pretty behind, and I didn't really learn a lot of stuff, and I didn't have work ethic, and I was, you know, pretty awkward. But, like, you know, by the end of it, things kind of smoothed out. But my brother, he was homeschooled his whole life, and that guy is pretty freaking weird, man.
Bingo.
Hold on. All right, so Danny, you are saying in your experience, the homeschooling was not for you.
Held him back.
For me, it held me back. But in fairness, my mom, she knew my brother was graduating 7 years earlier than me, so she focused more attention on him than she did on me.
Oh, okay, so that makes sense. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so I understand it, but for me personally, it wasn't great.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, well, Danny, thanks for the story, buddy. Yeah. I really appreciate it. All right. Danny, he seems really upset. I'm sorry. I didn't do it to you, man.
I know.
Now, and again, let's keep in mind here, because I'm getting all these faces. Homeschool kids are weird. I'm not going to judge someone for making a decision for their kid.
No, I'm not either.
And every kid is different based on the experience.
They all are precious little flowers, and each petal is different.
Again, your schooling background, you have no leg to stand. You don't have an itty-bitty leg with loafers that are far too long for your feet to stand on here.
So I wonder, like, the parents that do choose to homeschool, like, do you have, like, a tutor along the way? Like, I would imagine that you also have to teach yourself this stuff, like, as your kid goes from grade to grade. Because I'm thinking, like, there's stuff that, you know, my kid wouldn't know, or I wouldn't know how to teach my kid in elementary school because I don't know how they're supposed to be learning it.
Like, okay. So that being said, we have some folks on here that have homeschooled their kids. Mm. But before we get to that, I think it depends on the curriculum you're buying, because I did a bunch of break room research last night. And again, we're talking about how homeschooling parents will increase by 10% this coming school year, the largest jump in American history. There are curriculums you can spend $350 for your kid.
Okay.
There are curriculums you can spend $3,000 for your kid.
Yikes.
So I'm guessing you're getting more with the more expensive
curriculum? Well, of course.
Curriculum.
Yeah, you're getting the Harvard edition.
But let's talk to Mike. He's on CMF. Hey, Mikey. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I had a couple few points about this. First of all, my wife homeschooled. We have 6 children. She homeschooled all of them at one point in time. Our oldest, she homeschooled all the way through her career.
Okay.
So you'll say the adage of the apple doesn't fall far from the tree holds very true here.
Okay.
There is a lot of people that homeschool for a lot of weird reasons. For instance, that guy that just calls up, the first guy you're critical race theory guy.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's teaching his kids, I'm sorry, but his kids are going to end up being knuckleheads like him, right?
Well, I mean, Mike, so, I would love to argue with you, but he told us, he woke us, that everybody's doing it for that reason, so I can't really argue with you, Mike.
Dude, I didn't know what critical race theory was until about 2 months ago, so I find it hard to believe that's the case.
Okay.
However, our kids, my wife would run a very structured school. Everybody's up at 8 o'clock. They all have to go through their, you know, they got to do their chores, they do their school, and they get out at the same time every day, and it's a very structured thing, and there's part of the whole process is the socialization. We have networking with other homeschool families, other groups, and, you know, they'd be going out doing swim lessons, doing things like that got them out into the real world. One of the things that happened for us socially was that our kids did not necessarily, that they didn't get bound by the social mores of, like, a fifth grader plays with a fifth grader, and if you're 10 or 12, you play with 10 or 12-year-olds, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Our kids grew up relating to an entire group of people, you know, learning respect for older people and, you know, protecting younger people at the same time.
Hold on. That's a big thing for Tommy, because you say all the time, Tommy, kids got no respect these
days.
They
don't.
Mike's kids, they got respect.
Okay.
All right.
Weirdo respect.
Oh, for God's sakes. But, Mike, go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all I have to say. It really is. It has a lot to do with the parents. As far as the education is concerned, you get a good curriculum and you stick with it. And the thing that, I'm not teaching my kids physics, and my wife isn't teaching them physics. So, yes, there are, you know, do have to get video tutors and tutors to do that kind of stuff if you want to do it right.
Okay.
I will say this. There was a lot of people we knew that homeschooled that we just called them non-schooled. The parents were lazy. They didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. Their kids did like a little bit of something to pretend like they did some school, and that was that.
Right, well, so at least you didn't teach your kids how to judge other people.
Mike, let me ask you two questions before I let you go.
You're not doing it right.
Wait, we were just
Your
doing the same
sucks.
Thing. You were just doing the same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but I'm a shallow, stupid person. Mike, he comes across like all buttoned up, but those people over there suck.
No, but he was answering to your point. There are parents that aren't good at this.
Correct.
There you go. Mike, two questions. One, what did you spend per kid on the curriculum per year? If you don't mind me asking.
10G.
We were in the middle range of what you were talking about. 10G. And we used Abaca.
Okay, is that per kid or is that for all of them?
No, it's like 1,500 per kid.
Okay, all right. And then, Mike, so you said your oldest one went all the way through.
Yep.
Okay, if you could go back and do it again, would you do it all over again the same way?
She's a doctor. She's doing okay.
All right, that's a yes then. Wait. Yeah. I sensed a little bit of arrogance there, Mike.
Two master's degrees. No, it really has to do with the values that you put into your child. If the first guy that wants to get up and put his values of anti-critical race theory into his kid, I'm sorry, those kids aren't going to turn out that good.
Hey, Mikey, thanks for the information, buddy. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, there goes Mike.
That sounds like a living nightmare. He had six kids. All homeschooled, one all the way through.
Yeah.
How do you live?
Well, Kimmy, I saw you make a face when he said how much it costs per kid, $1,500 per kid.
Yeah.
You're spending less than some of these private schools per one
right,
kid.
Right, yeah. I mean, but that's you choose to send your kid to private school.
But I mean this
you're, you know you're taking that on with that.
But you're
I wonder
also taking
how many
all that
people
work.
I wonder how many people, you know, start homeschooling not realizing the cost until it's too late. You know?
All right. Listen. I want to keep going with this because we've got a lot of people on hold that want to say a lot of different things because for whatever reason, homeschool is a very divisive thing.
It is.
All right. Jim, Lana, I definitely want to hear from you. Vince, three really good homeschool names.
Okay.
Jim, Lana, Vince, we got one phone line open, 222-6000. Do you really believe you could be a teacher for your kid? And if you had to choose one in your household to do it,
yeah,
is it you? Next to the break group, 96.5 WCMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.